Your station for Blackburn Rovers.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
It'll be difficult, obviously, with things that... But listen, I'm delighted with the group I've got. And I said before, I want to give everybody a chance to see what they can do here. We've got a big enough squad anyway. Would it derail me if I never bring anybody in? Not really, because I've seen enough lads at the minute. I think I've done ever so well for us, and there's ones who haven't played or even made their bench that are good players. So if something happens between now and five, then I have to wait and see.
You have made one addition this week. Daniil Henry returning to the club made a real impact here last season when there was a lot of injuries at the time. Got injured himself. How pleased are you that he's fit and he's back here?
He looks great. I know the injury he had, and I know he done well here when he was here. And I just felt we were a little bit light. I just thought we need another defender and to help the lads that are already here. And he's been very good in training. And he's only just here, but the good beauty about it, he knows the football club really well. And that's half the battle.
People look at him and say, he's a big lad, he can play centre-back, but for his country, he plays as a right-back as well. So does that give you a real opportunity there, that if there are problems or you see fit, you can use him in two positions?
But he can't, and that was part of the reason bringing him here was he can do it. Both areas, so I'm delighted he's here. As I said, he's not looked out of place by any stretch, and he's set his stall really well in the first few days he's been here.
Did right back perhaps stand out to you that apart from Adam Henley, there isn't another senior player at the club before you brought Daniil here that you thought anything happens to Adam, we're going to have to really move someone?
Pre my time, I think obviously Ben's been playing there, and I just thought it was an area plus centre half. We've only got three centre halves as well. It was an area where we were just low in numbers.
John O'Sullivan's gone out on loan, signed a new deal as well, so he must have impressed you in your short time here so far. Yeah. How beneficial will that be to spend a busy period of fixtures out playing?
I think it's important for any young player to play men's football, as they call it, and I think John going out will do him a world of good, because then he'll start to realise, well, maybe it's just not a hobby anymore, it's a job, and you've got to earn a living out of it. You've got to go as high as you possibly can in your own career. But for our football club, it's important he went out, because hopefully when he comes back, he'll be a lot better for it.
So you sense there's someone really talented there, but he needs to do a bit more, does he?
I think so. To force his way in to this group, I think he's got to... But I spoke to him the other day, and he wanted to go out on loan, which is great. He wasn't just sitting here thinking, well, I'm quite happy, and I want to go out and play men's football, which was great. I just said to him as well, I think you've got to go out and do it. And he'll come back better for it. I think the more games that he plays, he's definitely got a talent. It just needs to be brought out a little bit more.
In terms of your forward options at the moment, we've not seen Chris Brown for an awful long time in terms of senior football. Do you count on him as one of your forwards available at the moment, Paul? Or are you really looking at Coita, Delfonso and Rhodes and Lawrence as a sort of four?
No, Chris is in my thinking as well. The reason he never made the bench is he obviously just came back from an injury, and I wasn't sure if it was really up to speed with things, but you can't argue the way he's trained over the last couple of weeks there. And so he's not one that I would say that I'm not going to use. He's here and he'll have a part to play in it. So I knew Chris Brown from a long time ago, and he's a handful. He's an absolute handful. He might not start every game, but if he gets in the team and he plays well, then it's up to him from there. But he's definitely a handful.
Something different, isn't he?
Oh, he is. And for a big lad, he's got a really good touch. He's somebody that I can use without having any trepidation with it whatsoever.